And this last one is hard for me to read, but I will, because the next war that touched me literally and in a bad way was Vietnam. Vietnam was raging when I was a young teenager, and some of the boys coming back all damaged were my neighbors, and later some of the people I went to school with. And so this is called The Lesson of the Tongue, about this young man that lived in the same building as I did. The Lesson of the Tongue. It is the year of rainstorms in the afternoon, and our neighbor's son has been sent home from the jungle, still wearing camouflage and wounded in some way we cannot see. He lies on his mother's flowered sofa reading Action Comics all day, ignoring her incessant pleas. In our kitchen, the women are bending over the table, comparing the weight of their crosses in measured voices. When the first roll of thunder prompts a command for me to shut the windows down the hall, since he won't care if it's flood or fire. Invisible on his back in the dim room, his arm strikes out like a scythe, felling me on top of him. Before a cry can leave my throat, he crosses his thin drawn lips with a finger, as if we were about to share a secret. And pulling my t-shirt up over the buds of my breast, not yet warranting support by anything more than my fervent wishes, he covers one nipple with his mouth, changing me as if by magic, making it round and hard as glass. I am held by the spell of his tongue on my skin, poised for flight like a marble at thumb's tip. Then a flash of light pries open his eyes, and the yellow fire I see there sends me running back to the mothers who ask what is wrong, but I cannot say what I feel. And they toss their knowing smiles over their coffee cups, assuming that it was the storm raging outside that has made me swallow my tongue.